Penguin Random House Audio presents On Argentina by Jorge Luis Borges. Edited with an introduction and notes by Alfred McAdam. General Editor Suzanne Jill Levin. Read for you by Diego Dement. On Argentina. Jorge Luis Borges was born in Buenos Aires in 1899 and was educated in Europe. One of the most widely acclaimed writers of our time, he published many collections of poems, essays, and short stories before his death in Geneva in June 1986. In 1961, Borges shared the International Publishers' Prize with Samuel Beckett. The Ingram Merrill Foundation granted him its annual literary award in 1966 for his outstanding contribution to literature. In 1971, Columbia University awarded him the first of many degrees of Doctor of Letters, honoris causa. Eventually, the list included both Oxford and Cambridge, that he was to receive from the English-speaking world. In 1971, he also received the fifth Biennial Jerusalem Prize, and in 1973 was given one of Mexico's most prestigious cultural awards, the Alfonso Reyes Prize. In 1980, he shared with Gerardo Diego the Cervantes Prize, the highest literary accolade in the Spanish-speaking world. Borges was director of the Argentine National Library from 1955 until 1973. Alfred McAdam has been a professor of Latin American literature at Barnard College and Columbia University since 1983. He previously taught at the University of Virginia, Yale University, and Princeton University. His area of specialization is 20th century Latin American narrative, a subject on which he has published three books and numerous articles. McAdam is also a translator of Latin American fiction and has translated novels by Carlos Fuentes, Mario Vargas Llosa, José Donoso, Alejo Carpentier, Reinaldo Arenas, Julio Cortázar, Juan Carlos Onetti, and Osvaldo Soriano. He also translated from the Portuguese Machado de Assis's The Immortal, as well as a selection of Fernando Pessoa's Book of Disquiet. McAdam edited Review, Latin American Literature and Arts, a publication of the America Society from 1984 until 2004. Suzanne Jill Levin, the distinguished translator of such innovative Spanish-American writers as Manuel Puig, Guillermo Cabrera Infante, Jorge Luis Borges, and Julio Cortázar, is the author of The Subversive Scribe, Translating Latin American Fiction, and Manuel Puig and the Spider-Woman, His Life and Fictions. A professor of Latin American Literature and Translation Studies at the University of California at Santa Barbara, she has been awarded Pen American Center and Pen USA West Awards, National Endowment for the Arts and for the Humanities Grants, and a Guggenheim Foundation Fellowship. To the memory of Emir Rodriguez Monegal and John Alexander Coleman, I Primi Lumi. Introduction. 1920-something. The circular path of the stars is not infinite, and the tiger is one of the forms that return. But far from chance and adventure, we thought we were exiled to an exhausted time, time when nothing can happen. The universe, the tragic universe, was not here, and we had to look for it elsewhere. I plotted a modest mythology of adobe walls and knives, and Ricardo thought about his cowhands. We had no idea the future contained the lightning bolt. We had no foreboding about shame, fire, the monstrous night of the Alliance. Nothing told us that Argentine history would stalk the street. History, indignation, love, the masses like the sea, the name of Córdoba, the taste of the real and the incredible, the horror and the glory. Jorge Luis Borges, 1899-1986, published this poem in his wistful 1960 collection of short prose pieces and poems, El Hacedor, Dream Tigers. Like so many works in that book, it concerns memory. The 60-year-old, increasingly sight-impaired author thinks over his past, even the tigers that populate his poetry and turn up in the conclusion of his self-destroying essay, A New Refutation of Time, 1946. The poem recollects and reconstructs his and his friend's state of mind in the early 1920s. But Borges is as selective about what he calls from memory here as he is in his autobiographical essay, first published in The New Yorker in 1970, which conceals more than it reveals. The Borges family had definitively moved back to Buenos Aires following a seven-year European sojourn between 1914 and 1921. These were the war years, which they spent in Geneva, and the years immediately following, which they spent in Spain. The family's 1923-24 visit to Europe was just that, a visit made without any thought about remaining forever in the old world, a genuine possibility earlier. 1920-something reconstructs the provincial despair of a young, polyglot, au courant Argentine freshly back from Europe. The stodginess and cultural barrenness of Buenos Aires, as Borges wrote in 1960, led him to delve into local mythology, adobe walls and knives, and this resulted in the essays he published during the 1920s about Argentina, his obsession. 14 of those early essays, later repudiated by their author, are included here, along with 6 later pieces that chronicle Borges's continuing fascination with his homeland. The anthology ends in 1951, with his magisterial lecture, The Argentine Writer and Tradition, in which he finally discovers the link between local and universal culture. Between 1924 and 1930, Borges was desperately casting about for a means to create a modern Argentine literature, as if speculating about it could make it appear, as if those speculations might be more valid than his forays into the avant-garde in ultraísmo. What his 1960 poem about the period does not do is reflect accurately the Argentina the Borges family found on its return, that is, the culturally stultifying ambience, the time when nothing can happen. Borges depicts is by no means a complete picture of Argentina in 1925, when he published his first collection of essays, Inquisiciones. Argentina emerged unscathed from World War I and apparently in excellent condition. The nation was able to lend France money, certainly a point of pride for a developing country whose upper classes adored French culture. But even this could not mask the contradictions of Argentina's reality, that it was at war with itself. All of the social and political inequities that plagued Argentina after independence in 1810 remained unresolved and were compounded by a massive influx of immigrants. Hipólito Yrigoyen, 1852-1933, and his radical party came into office, 1916, with a popular mandate to wrest economic control from the land-owning oligarchy and reform the state economically and politically. This Yrigoyen failed to do, and the tragic week, Semana Trágica, of January 1919, news of which may well have prompted the Borges family to postpone its return to Buenos Aires, rang with violent clashes between anarchist unions and the police, skirmishes that ultimately stimulated the formation of the ultra-right-wing Liga Patriótica, which attacked Jews simply for being Jews. Borges suggests he and his generation were adrift, that he became interested in local themes out of a kind of anguish, and that neither he nor his friends, the Ricardo of the poem would seem to be Ricardo Güiraldes, author of the 1926 novel Don Segundo Sombra, had any idea what the future had in store for them. He then compresses Argentine history and leaps ahead to the 1960s and 1970s, referring to the Cordobazo, the 1968 uprising of workers and intellectuals in the city of Córdoba, and the arrival of the murderers Alianza Anticomunista Argentina, or AAA, that attacked left-wing Peronistas and others whom they perceived to be on the left during the 1970s. Borges emphasizes the rebellion of the masses or as he
sample complete. Ready to continue?